Hello and welcome to another episode of Famous Name Calls Famous Name with me, Chris Martin, the comedy podcast game show where I give fellow name sharers like me the opportunity to come out the shadows and become the rightful owner of their name. This week, ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than Kevin Hart. Excited by this, Hans?
I really am.
All you know about him is you've seen him, and he doesn't look like the other Kevin.
He doesn't look like it, but I've not even looked his Instagram. I've not even looked at it. I don't know anything about this guy, and I'm very excited.
All I know is he looks like very different, and he's up for it. I know he's up for it. That's all I know about him. He's up for it. Luckily, he'd accidentally seen me at a gig recently.
Yeah, I didn't think you were just a crazy person.
And I luckily did relatively well at the gig. I did well enough
Objective.
That he wasn't put off doing this podcast.
That's true. Okay.
But that's not important. What we want to know is if he has what it takes to get more questions right than wrong on this very difficult to win quiz. And if he wins it, he can plug anything he wants and become the rightful owner of his name.
Which is?
Kevin Hart. Kevin, so thanks for joining me and agreeing to do this. Before we get into the high level quizzing, there's a couple of questions I always like to ask.
Yeah.
I guess it's Kevin Hart's been famous for like 10 years, so that's when the name really started to get mentioned to you. Mm. How regularly do people mention that your name is Kevin Hart and someone famous has your name?
It's every day. So I'm from Virginia. I moved out here about 5 years ago. Back in Virginia, it started to pop up just before I made the move. And then as soon as I got here, it's like everywhere I go. Anytime I show my credit card or my ID, it's like, gotta have the conversation. My favorite thing is, tell me a joke.
Which is like, oh, fuck off.
What a nightmare that is.
But you seem like a nice, funny guy. But even if you're a funny guy, you don't want to be telling people jokes all the time.
I know. Well, especially when it's like forced like that. So, but I've had to have like a Rolodex of jokes to throw out.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a set response? Do you go with something now? Or do you just...
So my favorite right now is, what did the farmer say when the donkey fell in the sugar?
I don't know.
Now that's a sweet ass.
That's good. That's a decent joke. That's
yeah, good, it's fine. It's passable. Like,
it's high-end dad joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like. Uh-huh. It's my favorite type of joke. I don't know if the other Kevin Hart would be doing that sort of joke.
Hope he doesn't steal that one.
Right? He does, I want some money.
If he's listening, he's like, I'm going to be using that one next time. Like, stop for an autograph. So that's what you get. You get this quite annoying. So, you know, I feel your pain on that.
Yeah, but actually, the quarantine was kind of a nice break from it because I'm not interacting with people until you slid into my DMs.
I know. That's hilarious. You're like, oh, nice rest from this Kevin Hart shit. And you're like,
motherfucker. That was really good.
Nowhere safe.
There's no safety. Even in quarantine, have you ever, like we said, it can be quite annoying. Have you ever had any instance where you've used it to your advantage or anything specifically amusing or bizarre that's happened?
I try not to. I feel like it just happens sometimes. So like if I'm ever making a reservation or something at a restaurant, I feel like people are overly accommodating if I want to change it last minute or something like that.
Even if vocally you have a different, if you ring up, they're like.
Yeah, I guess they don't know. Because also, I mean, I'm in LA, I've got like an LA phone number and
yes.
They're not sure usually. So they err on the side of maybe it's a possibility.
And you don't correct them. I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. you got to get something out of it. You got to get something out of it. Right?
Yeah. I did one time get an internship because of my name. I had to apply and the guy who hired me told me he just really wanted to talk to me and meet me because of my name.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And what why are people so excited when someone has someone else's name?
Don't, Hans, this is what I'm banking on that for the popularity of this podcast. Don't totally. Shit on the idea. You got a job off it. That's pretty impressive, actually.
Wow.
I've never got a job off my name. I've really...
You've been job offered.
Who?
Remember the person that asked you to come to the wedding?
Yeah, someone asked me in Italy... A guy in Italy, just on my Facebook, said he asked me to come and sing at his wedding in exchange for wine and women.
Wow.
Unfortunately, coronavirus happened, so I can't take him up on it. But otherwise...
There's you saying you never got an offer.
That was my normal wage that I get paid, is wine and women. All right,
that's incredible.
So Kevin Hart, that's great that you've got a job off your name. I love it. Now let's crack on with the most important part of this whole podcast. Do you think... You can become the Kevin Hart.
I think I have a shot. He's I mean, I, shot. I definitely, I want his money, so.
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, that's good. Unfortunately, we've had a little bit of a budgetary restriction on this podcast, so instead of money, you right. will get to plug anything you like. And in a way, you can't put a price on that. Okay.
He's all like, right,
50 bucks would have been fine. Okay. Let's see how big this podcast becomes, mate. And then maybe retrospectively, I'll deposit something into your PayPal.
I'll hold you to that.
Was it dirty?
Hey. That sounds like a very interesting offer. There you go. Internship and deposits.
This is the problem. Yeah. I can't afford a real assistant who won't make dirty dick jokes. I'm trying to make a serious podcast.
All I'm good for.
Okay. Question one. In Famous Name Calls Famous Name with Chris Martin and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart from the TV and the movies is pretty much best friends with The Rock, aka Dwayne Johnson, aka the coolest man on earth. Let's be honest, Kevin, we all wish Dwayne was our best friend. So what I want to know, and my wife will decide whether you deserve the point or not, is who is your best friend and what do they do that makes them better than Dwayne Johnson?
Well, I feel like I have a pretty good pick for this. My roommate, Kaveh, is for sure my best friend. We've lived together for 5-6 years, coming up on 6 years now. Right. He's my rock, you know.
Oh, and she's very sensitive. What was his name? Yeah. Kaveh?
Kaveh.
That's yeah.
So we're Kevin Kaveh.
It's Kevin Kaveh, it does.
See, Kevin yeah. and Dwayne doesn't make yeah, that same Kevin kind Kaveh. Of ring.
No, it doesn't.
Kevin Kaveh. I could see you guys being the slightly older sort of torchbearers after Keenan and Kel. That's what I was thinking.
Ah, I like that. Maybe Kevin we'll run Kaveh. With that. That's not bad.
I love that.
Oh, mate. Okay. Yeah. So who are you giving the point to there?
Obviously, our Kevin Hart. Right.
I mean,
thank you.
I love.
Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, to be fair, it's the here. One thing Dwayne Johnson hasn't succeeded at in his life is winning this question in this game. Because pretty much everything he does, he seems to be victorious at.
On
but
top,
yeah. you can't beat Kevin Kaveh. All right.
Kevin Kaveh, you know those two.
Question two. In his early comedy career, Kevin Hart had some really bad shows, including one where someone threw a piece of chicken at him. In your career, what's the worst thing or the most ridiculous event that's happened to you, Kevin?
Well, the thing that comes to mind is I said I was from Virginia. I used to volunteer for the Virginia Film Festival.
Right.
And after moving out here, they brought me back as like a special guest. And so I got to go around and talk to like elementary schools. And I brought a whole presentation to explain like how animation worked.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And yeah, I think they were told to be expecting someone else.
Oh, they thought it was the other Kevin Hart.
The other Kevin Hart. Okay. And on top of that, they didn't know my affiliation with anything. Oh, so they thought I was like the director. They thought I was the star. No. They thought I was the producer, the editor. And the teachers all played into that. So I'm talking to these elementary school kids and they just don't understand at all.
They were just very annoyed you at him.
Right. The best part though is they all wanted my autograph afterwards. And I didn't have like posters or anything because I don't have anything to promote like that. Okay. So they all had just blank pieces of paper and I just wrote my name on like 50 of them. So I hope they didn't do anything with that.
Just to clarify, you did a talk to these children. They saw you weren't Kevin Hart, yet they still wanted your autograph because your name is Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
They also think he's part of the film.
And they thought you were, okay.
They thought I directed and starred in it and everything.
They thought everyone with Kevin Hart is successful.
Yeah, and I didn't really know what to do in the situation, so I just kind of played into it. So it was partially my fault too.
So the teachers, do they to this day still think you're in that movie?
I think so.
Great, that's excellent. And, that's excellent news.
Yeah, and that really was enjoy the that. Smurfs movie, which is fully not my movie.
Oh. Which one?
Smurfs movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you could be in that. You know what I mean?
Well, so it's my first credit, technically. However, I'm like much lower down.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter, mate. Deep in the... You gave out 50 autographs and it was a credit. The question is, Hans, who gets the point? Kevin Hart, the other one, got chicken thrown at him during a gig.
If I'm honest, getting chicken thrown at you is worse.
I agree.
Someone must really hate you to release their own chicken that they're eating.
And that's expensive in a comedy club. You know, you're spending at least $10 on that chicken.
Unless they brought a chicken in.
That's true. If you bring your own chicken, you could. I once had a shoe thrown at me during a gig.
Really?
A drunk woman, yeah. Just on stage, didn't hit me.
How did you respond?
I think I just picked it up and went, did you just throw a shoe at me? And then we established she did. And then I continue to have a very bad comedy gig.
Well, so we're on 1-1. Just
1-1.
All right.
More exciting.
Keep the score. Yeah.
Assistant has given it. The chicken recipient gets a point there. Okay. Kevin Hart, the one more people seem to know, but maybe not for longer. He is only 5'2". And that is very small for an adult man. My question for you, Kevin, is do you have any quirky body parts or shapes that can compete with being magically small?
So I am told that I have like a smaller head, like proportionately to my body. And it, oddly enough, like hats don't ever fit my head, even if I like adjust them enough. This is the only hat I've ever found that fits.
Hang on, your head's too small for hats.
Yeah.
It's on the tightest one.
It's like, uh-huh.
Can you just turn sideways? Can I see the side on profile of you? It doesn't look that small on Zoom.
Small.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it works with my body, but like, I'm a smaller person in general. I'm 5'10", so height-wise.
I'm about the same height as you.
That's not small, 5'10".
No, it's not.
But your head is
hats tiny. Don't fit.
Yeah.
So you're my friend used to be called Pea on a Fork because he had a small head for his body. So people used to imagine it as a pea on a fork. So you could have that as a
pea on a fork.
Oh wow!
Have you ever to buy a child's hat ever to fit your head? Have you ever thought about buying children's hats?
So the hat that I had before this was a kid's hat that I had from age like 8 on, and I wore it until it had like a little white brim, and it was like yellow and gross after so many years, and I just kept wearing it.
Do you have any normal sized hats in your?
I don't, because I don't buy them. I try them on, and it doesn't.
That's great.
Hilarious. So, yeah.
The smallest head in the. Too small for adult hats.
Is it too small for your own body?
No, I think it looks
okay. It does fit your body.
Your head fits your body, but I mean, and these are American hats, mate. You got to remember they make big heads in America, so maybe. European wise, you wouldn't be, but I like the fact that your head is too small for adults.
I think I have to give that one to our Kevin Hart.
There we go. Yeah,
I feel like,
I mean, yeah, you've got at least all of Kevin is proportionally small. Pee on a fork. Pee on a fork, Kevin Hart, as we will call you from now on, till we get to a nickname question soon. All right, question 4 for you, Kevin, is the other Kevin Hart appeared in Fat Joe's 2004 music video Lean Back. Have you ever managed to sneak onto camera for anything? Could be TV, could be CCTV, could be in the audience. Where's your most random televisual appearance?
I was in an Almond Breeze almond milk commercial once.
An almond milk commercial?
Yeah. So I was interning in New York and my boss got tapped to direct this commercial separately from what I was interning for. And he thought it'd be fun to bring me on set and even funnier to put me in the commercial last minute. So basically it was just a bunch of people. There was a table with like breakfast foods that were all made using this almond milk. So like pancakes and stuff. And we all just stormed the table, grab food and then run off.
Oh, right.
That was it. He decided to also give me a line that didn't make the cut.
Didn't make a cut. What was
it? All I had to do was say, so good. And I said it sounded so sarcastic. I was like, oh good.
Oh, that's excellent. Oh mate, that is getting cut from like Joey Tribbiani in an episode of Friends.
Noodle soup.
So good. Almond milk commercial back in the day as well. That must have been a while back, right?
Right. About 10 years.
Before it was cool. You were born to live in Los Angeles.
That's when I knew I needed to move out here. And
Once you got that slightly smaller than normal head on television, you were like, let's get to Los Angeles.
Funny enough, they cut off everyone's heads. So it's neck down.
That's amazing. They were like, he's messed his line up and that head will not translate onto screen.
It's not yet.
Camera adds 10 pounds to the body and knocks 5 pounds off the head. All right, well, who's getting the point
100%
there?
100% our Kevin Hart.
Almond milk.
Hey!
Almond milk. It is currently 3-1.
All right, well, halfway through then, coming up to the fifth question. Kevin Hart has done some rapping under the alter ego Chocolate Dropper. Assuming you don't have a rap name, I don't know why I assume that about you, I just do. Do you have a nickname that can compete with Chocolate Dropper?
My roommate calls me Kevlin all the time.
Calls you what?
Kevlin.
Kevlin.
Kevlin. Oh.
I don't know why. And maybe this will raise that discussion if you listen to this. But yeah, that's
Kevlin.
Kevlin. I've gotten Tevin.
Tevin.
Kevin with a T. Again, don't know why. But
DJ name you would love to give yourself?
I've often thought that I would probably just go by Kevin Hart in the hopes that people would assume it's the other one. And I could profit off of that.
You have to game the system.
Yeah. And then you could wear like a marshmallow like thing on your head and people would assume would know. It was Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Good idea.
And just carry a chocolate dropper.
You'd need a very small, dustbin over your head though. Just to pee on a fork could be your new nickname. Sorry, it's funny because I said before I recorded, I said, I'm not here to stitch you up or make fun of you, but you did mention the small head, and as a comedian, I can't move past it. I'm sorry, Kevlin. Who gets the
I'm actually going to give that to Chocolate Dropper.
Chocolate Dropper, she likes Chocolate
That's
Dropper.
Fair.
It's a good one. Tevin,
you seem to just stumble into nicknames and have no clue how it happened. Yeah, walk out of a building.
I was calling you Tevin.
Yeah, you walk out of a building. My new name's Pevin.
Yeah, well, I mean, I also, because I'm Kevin, I get like the Home Alone thing a lot, with people just shrieking Kevin at me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I've never thought like, that Kevin's...
I've got Kevin Hart and then I've got Kevin from that.
Oh, you can't, Jesus.
You can't escape. Oh, can't escape Kevin. Okay, so question six. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart, off the television, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Is your name written anywhere special for anything? Maybe at school or on a trophy or anything like that?
I mean, given that I'm in animation, I have a couple of credits that I've amassed by now. So I'm
Smurfs.
Emoji Movie.
Emoji? Hello.
So
hello.
Kevin Hart worked on the Emoji Movie. A funny thing that happened recently, so the movie that I'm currently on is a musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes.
It's going to come out a year from now.
Excellent.
And we have this child actress who is doing one of the main voices for us, and she just recently had a surgery. So they had everyone on the crew sign a poster for her. So I signed Kevin Hart on her poster. She got it, and her first reaction was, I can't believe you guys got Kevin Hart to sign my poster. And no one on my team had the heart to tell her.
I mean, she's not going to find out.
She won't. No.
Unless she listens to this podcast. Imagine if that's how she found out. She's just like,
oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Rips it off right then, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's
my name at the corner.
Conned once again. That's a cool place, though, to be on someone's poster and they think it's the other one.
I have to give that to you.
All right.
Also, thank you.
I feel bad for her. Oh, God.
We're giving you the point, my friends. He takes a point away. What's the maths on that? 3/5 of the way through. 6/10. I don't know why I'm doing weird fractions. Okay, question 7. In 2008, he was in a movie called Extreme Movie with Frankie Muniz, also known as Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh.
The movie received 3.7 on IMDb and with one one-star review from a user saying, this isn't even a movie. What's the harshest trolling you've ever received?
That's pretty bad.
Really bad.
I had a tweet that went viral like 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Do you remember the whole Yanny Laurel thing? Did you catch on to that?
What was the thing?
Yanny Laurel.
Yanny Laurel. I don't.
It was sort of like the red gold or the gold black dress. Do you remember that?
Where, oh, yes. Yeah. The weird dress thing. It looks.
And it could be red or it could be gold. Yeah.
So there was a similar thing with an audio clip that sounded like Yanny to some people and Laurel to others.
Right. Okay.
I'll have to send it to you after this.
Yes, please do. Yeah.
But it went viral. I posted a tweet about it that was kind of funny and caught on. The tweet was a guy saying, oh, yes, Laurel. And they're like having sex. And then his girlfriend Laurel says, who the fuck is Yanny?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So
even without reading the tweet, there I you can go. Appreciate that's a funny tweet.
Right. So it caught on. It got retweeted a bunch. I think it had like 7 million impressions on Twitter or something. So I got a lot of feedback.
Of course. Lots of people telling you how you should have worded the joke. That's something I've noticed if you have a viral joke.
Absolutely.
Most.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And then a lot of people saying, this isn't the real Kevin Hart, in case anyone was wondering.
Right. In case they thought the white bloke who isn't Kevin Hart was him, yeah.
A lot of things in the vein of, I hate whoever thought of this.
Oh my God.
People are then I got enough positive feedback that like...
Okay, that's good. It was worth the hassle. Because I had, what was the one I had the other day? I had the one the other day. It was very simple. It was like, I thought I'd save loads of money because I'm not going out during the pandemic. But instead I'm just spending $2,000 a week on groceries. And then that went relatively viral and everyone going, it's disgusting. They thought it was him. So like, it's disgusting spending $2,000 a week. Nurses can't even afford sandwiches and stuff. And I was like,
it's a joke.
It's just like, even if I was him, I mean,
yeah,
maybe it still feels like a lot of money to spend on groceries.
$2,000 on groceries.
Absolutely. Yeah.
People, and then it was just the funniest thing was the comments of people going, what a piece of shit. And someone going, clearly it's not him. Someone was like, obviously it's not the real guy. Look at the picture. So I feel your pain on that one, mate. I feel your pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's getting a point.
I am, though, still going to give that to the other Kevin Hart because he didn't get any goodness out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
True.
His movie was called Extreme Movie, and the guy said it wasn't even a movie.
That's not, that's pretty negative. You know? 3.7 on IMDb is pretty low. Okay.
Pretty low.
That's funny.
Next question for you, Kev. In 2003, the other Kevin Hart got a suspended 3-year sentence for drink driving. Have you seemed like a good boy, so maybe not, but have you ever had any run-ins with the law, committed any crime? Any strikes?
No, you know, I mean, not really. I did get detention once. Because
what did you get it for?
I had a sandwich that I like didn't want to eat. I was like full, and I like tossed it over my shoulder and it landed on the table behind me. And I told the teachers and I got detention. I don't know.
It's funny because all the when you started into the story, I was like, this won't be in any way interesting. But the visual of you not wanting a sandwich just chucking it over your shoulder. That's gonna live in my mind is what I think of you. If you don't like food, you don't just go, I'm not gonna eat it. You just throw it over your shoulder like you're in a movie.
Are you trying to get rid of bad luck by throwing salt over your...
Fuck it. No
it's bologna like Trevi Fountain, like throwing the coin over it.
That's amazing.
You're definitely getting the point.
I mean,
Kiona Fork.
Yeah. I can imagine how my mum got annoyed when I like didn't finish my dinner because there's like kids starving in Africa. What when she sees you get detention, like, Kevin, children in Africa would love a sandwich, so don't be chucking them over your shoulder.
You're not wrong.
Anyway, you've grown up into a nice young man, so you've put that sandwich behind you. Okay, cool. Question 9. He used to be a shoe salesman and pretty damn good at it. According to several websites I looked at, apparently he was a great shoe salesman. And what career could you have ended up in before you became an animator?
I, for the longest time, considered pursuing a career in the medical field.
Okay.
Wow. And my mom was pushing me to become a heart surgeon because my last name's Hart, so it'd be Dr. Hart.
I mean, that was that her main reason behind it?
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
And the only reason.
Excellent.
I entertained it for a while until, you know, I decided to move out to LA and everything set me down this path.
Well, I appreciate the fact that your career isn't solely based on it sounding quite cool. I'd hate if I had a heart surgeon called Dr. Hart and I was there like, are you only doing this because of the name? And they went, yeah, I would.
Run out of that.
For a new surgery.
Run out of that surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so cute that your mum... What does your dad do? Do you mind me asking?
Yeah, he works in software.
Software.
So
still not Hart, yeah.
She just wanted someone in the family to take the Hart name.
I have three sisters also, and they didn't do it, so...
Is she proud of you now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That was too much of a pause for my liking with that answer.
So, shoe salesman or heart surgeon? I feel like I have to go heart surgeon, right?
Going on heart surgeon.
Thank you.
Heart surgeon.
There we go. Okay, Kevin Hart, final question for you, Kev.
It's really close. You could win it back.
The other Kevin Hart has had a couple of controversial things happen recently.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to go into all of them, but one of the things that sticks out is he cheated on his wife while she was pregnant with their child. He apologized. I think he blamed it on his friends not stopping him, according to the TV show. She accepted his apology. So based on that, Kevin, have you ever gotten away with anything that can rival that?
I have never cheated on a significant other, that's for
already
sure.
Already won.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't necessarily think it'd be that, but you ever gotten away with any like little moment in life where you felt like you've got away with something?
So I went on a family vacation a year ago and had a layover in Miami where I was getting on a plane with my sister. And my plane was delayed, so I was very late getting to the next plane. And my sister claims to have held the plane using my name, made it so that they didn't know which Kevin Hart was coming.
Really? She just said, don't leave because Kevin Hart is on his way.
Yeah, yeah.
How long was the plane held for? Quite a while.
About 10 minutes, maybe.
The way you said that story, I was like, 9 hours?
Yeah.
And 10 minutes.
Not take off.
But to be fair, I know how these airlines want to make their money. So was there a notable sigh of annoyance from people when they saw you come on the plane?
Absolutely. And all of the flight attendants instantly came up to me and were like, so we weren't sure if it was going to be you or the other Kevin Hart. We didn't want to risk anything.
Like, I love that they're like, we weren't sure if it was going to be you or the other one. It's like, well, yeah. You knew about me, did you? Like,
in economy, back
room. Yeah. Like,
the guy that hasn't paid for extra luggage space. Yeah, that's the real Kevin Hart. Yeah.
Plus my sister there.
Your sister, who doesn't look anything like the other Kevin Hart. Yeah. I still think I'll tell you what, mate. The other day I ran on a really tight connection and I just made it and I felt like I'd won the lottery. So there's a lovely sense of, I mean, it's very different to cheating on your pregnant wife and her accepting you back. Morally, you're in the clear as far as I'm concerned.
And I appreciate that. Feeling.
The question is, who gets the points? My assistant, Hannah.
100%. Our Kevin Hart gets it. Bullshit to anyone that cheats. And also, you have a small head. So really...
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
You want him to have that point. So what's the scores at the end?
The scores at the end are, shit Kevin Hart, 3.
Yeah.
Our Kevin Hart, 7, mate. 7!
7.
Nailed it.
Just for the records, we don't know if the other one's shit. He's just famous.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's
a Scottish person inside. A shit doesn't even mean an insult. It's just a term of endearment.
It means it's the other one.
The other one.
Like shit Kevin Hart. So Kevin. I don't mean like he's shit.
Kevin, the great news, this pandemic was somewhat ruined by me sliding into your DMs, is the bad news. The good news is I've now made you officially the Kevin Hart. What would you like to plug as your prize?
Much appreciated. I'll plug my Instagram.
Yeah. Which is
plug your Instagram.
Hart.Kevin. Simple.
Hart.Kevin. Yeah.
Correct. And actually, so since I've been in the quarantine, I've been working on a project with a friend. We've been writing some dirty poetry.
Oh, hello. So
if you don't mind, I'd like to share a poem.
Fuck yes.
Well,
I put in a book.
I love this.
So be on the lookout for that.
Do you know what I like about this? Is you backed yourself to win and you kept it as a little...
I know.
Because if you'd lost and started trying to read a poem, that would have looked ridiculous. But now...
This is excellent.
Yeah. Mate,
the floor is yours.
I'm so excited.
Thank you. All right. So this one is about the quarantine. It's called 6 Feet Apart. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
6 feet apart and it feels so far. He's ready to come, and my mouth is ajar. He shoots and he shoots as I wait on the floor, but we're 6 feet apart, and his cum only went 4.
Wow, mate.
There you go.
That was every time I do one of these podcasts, something completely unexpected happens.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
I bet you Kevin Hart doesn't do fucking poetry, does he?
Not like poetry. That, he doesn't.
Poetry not about like shooting that. His load.
That's 4 feet. Shame, isn't it?
He just shoots his load and then apologizes
and
for
blames
afterwards.
His mates.
Blames his mates.
That is excellent.
Can our listeners and online viewers, can they find these poems anywhere? Or are you just doing them for funsies at home?
Yeah, so I'm going to start an Instagram page for them.
Yes.
Collect them and try to make a book out of them or something.
Oh, mate, it's great. It's a really good idea. Well, everyone go to heart.kevin on Instagram. Drop him a line, send him some dirty poetry.
Don't send him things like, this isn't the real Kevin Hart.
If anyone's got a hat that's too small for an adult and slightly too big for a kid, send it his way.
I appreciate that.
Kevin, you've been an absolute delight. Thank you for spending the last little while with us. Thank you for that lovely poem. It's going to stick with me forever. No, I really appreciate it, mate. No. Thanks so much.
Thank you both. This was so much fun.
I'm glad you liked it. Well, I'll see you again in LA. Come to a show.
Yeah.
I would love
you
to.
Saw me, yeah. You saw me at a show randomly, so this has worked out nicely.
And you are
now,
legit.
Now we know each other. It can be right? Cool. All right, mate. Take care. Thanks so much, dudes. Hey, speak soon. See you later. Bye.
Bye. Take Bye. Care, Kevin.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, my. Pee on a fork.
Pee on a fork. A man who willingly came on this podcast and let me joke about the size of his head for almost all of it.
It's a little head.
It's fair. It was
a little head and a big heart. That's what I'd say.
Little
about Kevin
head
Hart.
And a big Kevin Hart. Yeah. There
I didn't even know I did that.
Yeah, you did it. You did it.
That at the end. What a turn.
And he had
what a turn.
Secretly prepared some erotic poetry, which, I mean...
Which I'm sure will be available soon.
I'm sure it'll be available, guys. Everyone check out his Instagram, excellent. As he said. Go check him out online and drop him some erotic poetry yourself.
Yeah, if I'm honest, one of the best things to come out of the pandemic is social distancing erotic poetry.
Yeah,
so,
it's great. Exactly.
You know.
If you want to get aroused whilst feeling a bit classy about it, get in touch. And less shame if there's some sort of rhyming involved with your sordid affairs.
Maybe he'll do one about you.
Maybe, hopefully. That would be, mate. He's already the Kevin Hart, so.
You can pee on a fork, but not like a pee on a fork. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
a
I know. You're urinating on a
Golden
fork.
Street.
Anyway.
Okay.
You've derailed the podcast, but I still appreciate you keeping score. You're really good at it, so thanks for joining me. I can't afford to pay you.
I'm the numbers man. I'm the numbers man.
Yeah, numbers person. Come on, it's 2020. Guys, if you have a famous name or know someone with a famous name, please tell them to get in touch at Chris M Comedy on all my social medias. If you yourselves enjoy the podcast and you're still listening to it, fair enough. I appreciate you for being here.
Thank you.
Tell your friends, put it online, recommend it. I'm pretty sure I'm the only person out there doing this podcast because it's a pretty stupid idea for one.
No, it's fun.
But it's also good for these people. It gives people a chance. In this,
yeah.
It gives people an opportunity.
I far prefer learning to hear about these people than look at that. The famous Kevin Hart. What's he got going on now? What has he got that I can understand? Where do we find our common
ground?
Has
he got erotic poetry? Don't think so.
Nope. Tiny head that doesn't fit any hats. Nope.
Nope, exactly.
Bye.
And that's what this is about. It's about letting those people out there who normally don't get a little moment in the sun to get a tan from all the fame. All right, guys.
Fame tan.
Next week, we have Jenny McCarthy.
Oofed. I hope she looks like her.
I used to have a poster of her on my wall.
I wish.
And
I also
used to have a poster of the famous one on my wall as well. See,
oh,
what I did that. I'm joking
creepy.
That I've got. Yeah, that's actually made me sound really wrong. Anyway, all right, guys. See you next week. Bye.